This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The number of car thefts in Colorado is on the rise, and it's outpacing last year's record-setting number. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
According to the Colorado State Patrol, more than 3,600 vehicles have been stolen across the state from January to May this year. That's an 18% jump from the same time last year. While Colorado has set records in the number of car thefts recently, especially in Metro Denver, the State Patrol far outperforms the national average on returns. The agency recovered 91% of stolen cars, but most are returned damaged beyond repair. Allison Borden, CPR News.
Colorado expects two things every summer: monsoons and wildfires. And heavy rain may not be the best remedy after a fire. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson told Colorado Matters that burn scars, which are fire-damaged areas, are vulnerable to flash flood warnings like those we saw Sunday in the Calwood burn area and the Cameron Peak fire burn scar.
So we get these debris flows. It's not only rain, it's mud, and it's full of big tree stumps. Very dangerous, and we will see that for years to come in places like the East Troublesome Fire or the Cameron Peak Fire burn scars.
Phoenix has received some moisture from monsoons. Nelson says that moisture will flow up across New Mexico and Colorado. The Colorado Air National Guard is keeping up a long-standing tradition on the 4th of July. The F-16 Fighting Falcons are set to fly over four Colorado communities on Monday. The flyover will launch from Buckley Space Force Base in Aurora at 10:30 a.m., then head southwest to Telluride. The route will also cover Silverton and Redstone before ending in Granby at 11:30 a.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.